I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Michelle Norris, and this is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Life insurance company stocks were up today. Share prices rose after the Treasury Department said a number of struggling life insurers met the requirements to get help from the federal government. The Wall Street Journal reported today that Treasury officials will announce within days whether to inject capital or TARP funds into some life insurance firms. And NPR's John Idsty joins us to talk about it. John, why do these life insurers say that they need federal bailout money?
Well, a lot of insurers could use the money because they've suffered big losses in the financial markets, just like the rest of us. They collect premiums and then invest them quite conservatively, usually, and use the proceeds to pay out claims. Well, the investments haven't done so well recently. That's led to downgrades of some of the companies by the rating agencies who provide opinions of the insurer's financial strength. Those downgrades make it more difficult for the companies to borrow money and attract capital. And also, a number of those companies provide retirement annuities, and so they've guaranteed payments to retirees. The losses on their investments could strain the ability to pay, and that has the potential to undermine confidence.
And from the government side of things, why does the Treasury Department think it's necessary to provide this money to life insurance companies?
Well, preserving confidence in the system is one reason, of course. And remember, the purpose of the TARP program is to stabilize the financial system, unclog the credit markets, and boost lending. And the life insurers are actually big providers of credit in America. They buy corporate bonds. In fact, the insurance industry holds almost 20% of all corporate bonds. By purchasing preferred shares in some of these companies, which is what the government does with TARP funds, these insurance companies will get a bigger cushion against losses, and that makes them more financially stable and more likely to continue providing credit to the corporate sector, and it helps backstop those retirement annuities as well.
How is it that insurance companies qualify for these bailout funds under TARP? That money was originally supposed to go to banks.
Well, actually, a lot of insurance companies own banks or savings and loans, and that qualifies them because it makes them federally regulated financial companies, and that's the group that's eligible for TARP funds. In fact, some insurers who didn't own banks or thrifts actually went out and bought them last fall so that they could qualify, including some big companies like Hartford Financial Services and Lincoln National.
You know, when we think about insurance companies getting money from the federal government, we might think about AIG. AIG got $170 billion in federal funds. Are we talking about injections on that scale for these life insurance firms?
No, the Treasury suggests the amounts will be quite modest compared to AIG and to the banks, a number of which got $25 billion injections from the TARP. It appears that the insurers would be getting significantly less if indeed the Treasury decides to do this. We don't know exactly which companies are involved, but for instance, the Hartford has said it would be eligible for somewhere between $1 billion and $3.5 billion of TARP funds if the Treasury accepts its application. And also, let's remember that AIG got rescued not because its insurance subsidiaries got in trouble, but because it had a financial products division that took huge gambles with credit default swaps that went bad, and the government feared that could bring down the company and maybe the entire financial system.
John, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Melissa.
It's NPR's John Idsty, who covers the economy and the Treasury Department for us.